Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club Pancake Supper. It's coming up on Monday, September 20th. Jim Nordskog and also Leon Hodges in with us here this morning. And the comedy duo is back together again to talk about the Pancake Supper, huh? You guys, been a while since we've been out here to talk about this.
It has been a while. And
You've missed us, I'm sure.
Have you missed us, Jim?
Absolutely. Always miss an opportunity to talk about some good stuff.
Because Leon hasn't missed me at all. So I don't know about that.
Guess why.
But you are correct. We have a pancake supper coming up. And it's going to be $7 a person, 12 and under, 5. Of course, it's all the pancakes you can eat or catch. You know, depending on how the cook's feeling there. But so it's also, we're going to have, so the bake sale is going to happen as well. And a lot of goodies to be sold there. But the funding that we raise at the Pancake Supper and Bake Sale this year goes towards purchase equipment that will be placed at the Shieldburg Recreational Area. We targeted enough funds to purchase 2 pieces of equipment. The equipment is designed for all children to enjoy, but it will be wheelchair and handicap accessible, and it will have features that stimulate the senses. And I had to ask about that, and she said it's for touch, sound, and visibility impaired kids.
Okay.
So,
how do you go about targeting what you want to support when you do these different fundraisers?
Well, I think we try to find something that's looks like a need in the community. And just, you know, people are big into getting out of the parks and stuff like that now, and we just thought that would be a good project.
And I think Vicky had been talking with Brian out at the parks, and I think he's the one that said they would really like to get some equipment for disabled kids, various disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, kids in general can also use them. They're not sure. Just for handicapped kids. But I think he came up with it, and we decided that sounded like a great idea.
Sure.
And so we're giving that a try and see how it goes.
Yeah, a little collaboration helps. You want to just don't throw the money up in the air. You spend some good time and effort to raise it. You'd like it to go to something that's going to get used.
Exactly.
Very good. Well, when you talk about some of the things that the Lions Club has done over the history, I was looking at some of these different things where the donations have gone, some of the projects you've been involved in. I was handed a flyer the other day that has a lot of that stuff outlined there. It's quite lengthy. There's a lot
there.
We've
been around a while.
We've been around a while, that's right.
As a matter of fact, what is it? Date? March 13th, 1928. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. I remember the day, actually.
Jim was around then, too? I know Leon probably was, yeah, but I didn't know
like
Jim
am,
probably was.
Yeah, so we've been around a long time. Of course, Lions is the largest service organization in the world. Worldwide, we have over 1 million members. And we're like any other club, you know, you go through changes and try to get new members, and some die, and some leave, and so on and so forth. So we're always plodding along trying to get new members and keep the ones we have. And we have, I think, about 28, 29 members right now
in that
in
area,
the club.
Yep.
And some good hard workers. And this is the first project we've had for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of the projects, it seems, are aimed toward children, toward young people.
Yes. Yep.
That's always been a goal.
And we've always done site work. You know, Helen Keller was asked the Lions Club back in 1928, I think, to sponsor the blind, and the leaders at that time picked it up. So we do a lot of work with the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Collect glasses, for instance. They
sure.
can be left different places around town. I think the Fairway and Hy-Vee have boxes where you can leave glasses.
Yeah, those boxes of glasses and or hearing aids. We also collect hearing aids, which get refurbished and then reused for people that can't afford to get their own hearing aids. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have something on the schedule here. You know, last year in 2020, COVID and some of those pandemic restrictions affected a lot of people, a lot of organizations. I assume it had an effect on yours as well?
It did. It did. Yeah, it slowed us down quite a bit. We were not able to get together like we normally do. Video conferencing seemed to be the big thing, but even with that, that seemed to not really do the trick as it does when obviously people get together. So,
yeah. I think we only had one meeting out at the park this year, didn't we?
Yep.
And we usually meet there in the summertime, but it's just it's easier, I guess, for us. We meet at the Walnut Street Diner now for our meetings. We have fourth Tuesday of every month, and we have our board meeting at 5:15, 5:30, and then the meeting at 6:30.
Sure.
So we only have one meeting a month now.
Well, even to be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish over time with the Lions Club, when you're not able to do some of these fundraising events, which are social by nature.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard to really meet, you know, what you wanted to accomplish when you just don't have that support coming in.
Right,
so
right.
It's nice to be able to turn that corner again.
Exactly. Very nice. So it'll be good to get down there again and see all the folks that come down to support the Lions and what we do. So.
Yeah, looking through some of the flyers and information and things, it seems like you've got a relatively active group. It looks like the most of the group members that I look at and see in your list are folks that I've seen out doing some of the different things. So it seems like it's pretty active.
With now that we're letting women in the club, you know, I mean, you know.
Which has been a while.
The gals really, I think, you know, Vicky and Hard Deb working. Schuler and stuff, they're the ones I think really kicked the rest of us in the butt to get stuff done around there. So.
Just like home.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Well, Vicky was our chairman last 2 years, and then Deb Schuler is
the president
now of the club. And they're go-getters. And so we lost some good members, like Jim Kahn. He was with us for years, and we're secretary treasurer. Now, Marjorie.
Marjorie's doing it, and Greg.
Sure.
Greg Schuler.
Schuler has put up their duties. And
well, we mentioned it was difficult to have meetings. It was difficult to have some of the normal fundraising efforts, like a pancake supper that you might do normally during the pandemic. Did you have an opportunity to help out a little bit, though, in different ways during the pandemic?
Oh, I think so. You mean for our projects that we did and stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still collected glasses, brought those in, get them turned in. There were still district meetings. There again, we did virtual meetings on that.
Jim went down to Des Moines to help with Project More on a national level, too, didn't you, recently?
Yeah, they had the North America Caribbean Lions Forum leadership meeting that was this past weekend, and it was good to see. It was a nice, large group. They were kind of surprised at the number of people there. I would say 99% of them were all masked up and kind of keeping their distance, so it seemed to work out well for that. But nice meeting, a lot of good seminars, a lot of people that really are behind this Lions Club thing.
Sure.
So, yep.
Well, I saw it too. It was noted that some of the members helped out with like food deliveries and things like that for folks who needed it during the pandemic, when so much of that, fortunately, was available for folks. So,
yeah, the mobile food pantry and the food pantry. There was quite a few Lions that signed up to help with that. So that went. I think that helped make it go a lot smoother than it would have otherwise.
Sure. When you talk about, and you mentioned some of the things that the Lions do and some of the members are active in, but when you're looking for new members, what are you looking for? I mean, who should be a Lion?
Women. Well, that just, any age is good. They have a big Leo club up in the Ottoman area, and that would be nice to start a Leo club here, but it takes a lot of work to do that. That's the high school level and so forth. So age-wise, it just somebody that's interested in being a part of a service community, service organization. And I think on this brochure it gives anyone who's interested can get a hold of Marjorie Young. Her email, Marjorie L. Young at mwarep.org. You can try to keep that in mind, but anyway. Any Lions member, Lions membership is by invitation, so
So they could catch up with us at a meeting. Mm-hmm. They could catch up with us while we're selling Christmas trees. They could catch up with us at the pancake breakfast supper, any one of those areas. We'll have brochures available there for people to look over and see if it's something they want to do.
Best time to ask about joining is yesterday.
Exactly.
So, I understand.
Contact either one of us, and we'd be glad to.
Sure. Always looking. Very good. All right. Well, the important thing again now is the Pancake Supper. That's our most current fundraising opportunity. Again, date, time, place.
It's going to be Monday, September 20th, 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Atlantic Community Building.
All right. And again, it's $7 a person and $5 for those youngsters 12 and under. So bring the whole family out. That's pretty inexpensive. I'm not sure how exactly you're raising money at that price, but it's good that you're doing it.
Luckily, Leon works for free.
So far.
Yeah.
Some things never change. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.